You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired. Brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, where a team of nearly 21,000 strong are researching, innovating, and working to end cancer. Learn more about the leader in cancer care at makingcancerhistory.com. Keanu Reeves showed up at E3 to say he's in Cyberpunk 2077 by Angela Watercutter. Happy Monday, and welcome once again to The Monitor, Wired's collection of all the world's biggest pop culture news. What's up this fine Monday? For one, Dark Phoenix bombed pretty badly, and for another, HBO canceled Vice News Tonight. But let's get to the real reason you clicked on this story, Keanu. Keanu Reeves surprised E3 in a very big way. Here's some news probably no one expected. Neo himself, Keanu Reeves, showed up at E3 yesterday. And not only did he show up, he walked out on stage during Microsoft's Xbox event to announce that he'll be in the forthcoming game, Cyberpunk 2077. The game doesn't hit consoles until April 16th, 2020. But as soon as Reeves announced his involvement, all of E3 and the internet went nuts. One fan in the audience at the Los Angeles presentation even screamed, "You're breathtaking!" at the actor while he was talking about the new game. Sir, we agree. Dark Phoenix is the worst performing X-Men movie ever. So, Dark Phoenix came out last weekend, and it bombed. Badly. The movie made just $30 million domestically, the lowest opening weekend for any film in the X-Men movie franchise. Now industry folks are saying the film could end up losing north of $100 million. Oof. Sorry, Jean Grey. You deserved better. HBO just canceled Vice News Tonight. In unfortunate, but not totally unsurprising news, HBO is canceling Vice News Tonight. The show will end in September, when the Vice-HBO deal expires, but Vice is reportedly looking to take the show to other platforms and networks. Sophie Turner says the Game of Thrones coffee cup was Kit Harington's. The saga of the Game of Thrones coffee cup continues, and now Sophie Turner, who played Sansa Stark, is laying the blame at the feet of co-star Kit Harington, telling Conan O'Brien she believes Jon Snow is 100% responsible.